would like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Kande.
And I'm Sandra Nyaira.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai picks a 21-team shadow cabinet to provide checks and balances and mark President Robert Mugabe's own cabinet for the next 5 years.
The purpose of this executive structure is to ensure a coordinated approach in the advancement of the people's agenda by keeping government and President Mugabe and his party on its toes and ensuring that it meets its commitments to the people of Zimbabwe.
A Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana says he is waiting for a police docket to open possible proceedings against former ZMDC Chairman Godwills Masimirembwa, fingered by President Robert Mugabe yesterday in a multi-million dollar corruption scandal.
What I'm seeing here is either Mugabe is trying to justify the lifting of sanctions by the European Union for ZMDC. Maybe it was just a precondition for ZMDC to be readmitted on the European Union market.
And civil servant representatives met with Civil Service Commission Chairman Mariwa Wandanzua to discuss the realignment of their operations with the new constitution and their working conditions.
Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai today announced a 21-member shadow cabinet, which he said will monitor and check the performance of President Robert Mugabe's cabinet, providing checks and balances as the main opposition party in the country as the Labour-backed movement begins to look ahead to the 2018 national elections. It is the shadow cabinet's responsibility to criticize the policies and actions of the government, as well as offering an alternative program. Ivan Chifera reports.
Mr. Tsvangirai said the shadow cabinet will work with the party's lawmakers and local authorities to ensure service delivery and development assistance to various communities around the country.
The purpose of this executive structure is to ensure a coordinated approach in the advancement of the people's agenda by keeping government and President Mugabe and his party on its toes and ensuring that it meets its commitments to the people of Zimbabwe. The shadow cabinet will periodically review the performance of the government and through various forums in Parliament and outside Parliament communicate our position on any issue, including our alternative agenda for real transformation of our country.
He explains the shadow cabinet will, among other things, articulate an alternative development path through promoting legislation in Parliament.
The shadow cabinet has five key areas of focus. Firstly, is providing a critical platform of policies and programs of President Mugabe's executive within and outside Parliament. Two, to articulate an alternative development path for the country through promoting legislation in Parliament as instruments of public policy. Three, providing policy guidance and support to our provincial and local government structures under the control of the MDC.
The shadow cabinet comprises Tendai Biti Finance and Economic Development, Gordon Moyo International Relations and Cooperation, Gift Chimani Kire Defense, Tamsanga Mahlangu Environment, Tourism and Natural Resources, Ruth Labode Health and Child Welfare, Seso Zizai Local Government. Elias Mudzuri is the Shadow Transport Minister, Nelson Chamisa Communications, Abednego Bebe Mines and Minerals Development, Morgan Komichi Energy and Power Development, Sipepa Ngomo Agriculture, Land and Water Development, Jessima Jome Justice, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs, Lillian Timvias will shadow the Home Affairs Ministry, Tapioma Shakada Industry and Commerce, Paulina Mpariwa Labor, Employment and Social Security, Lucia Mativenga Women's Affairs, Solomon Mazore Youth, Sports and Culture, Joel Gabuza Public Works and National Housing, Peter Mataruse, Higher Education, Science and Technology, and Consilia Chinandravana Basic Education. Mr. Changirai also appointed a 5-member planning commission headed by Jameson Timba to look at the party's plans and review them from time to time. Other members of the commission are Teresa Makone, Tongai Matutu, Elton Mangoma, and party spokesman Douglas Monzora. Mr. Changirai said his party is investigating some of his councillors who voted for ZANU-PF candidates in mayoral elections this week, adding appropriate action would be taken.
Now, in this instance, a democratic process is already taking place whereby the councillors in those affected towns, Mutare, Victoria Falls, Kwekwe, Redcliffe, Wero, I think, to some extent, the provincial councils have been tasked to convene meetings of the district councils and all the ward structures where these councils emerge. They will have to answer to those structures whether they carried out the mandate that they were given.
Some MDCT councillors voted for ZANU-PF candidates in towns and cities such as Victoria Falls, Redcliffe, Kwekwe, and Mutare. The MDCT Manicaland Provincial Executive today expelled 4 councillors suspected of voting for the ZANU-PF councillor Colin Mukwada to deputize the MDC mayor Tatenda Namarare. The 4 include the new mayor Namarare himself of Ward 8, Pamela Mutare of Ward 2, Farai Biza, Ward 11, and Richard Mufura of Ward 16. Changirai said he will not relinquish his position as party leader, pouring water on calls from some within his party calling for his resignation. He told the media he has no plans to resign, adding he will lead the party until the next Congress in 2016 when leadership will be reviewed. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.